We will call to order the Board of Works for November the 12th. The motion to approve the minutes from October 28th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
City Department Head Reports.
Rice Street Department, November the 18th, we'll start picking up some leaves. And we've had notice in the paper a couple times. And probably next Board of Works, I'll be coming into the, I'll have some major money swapping to do to make sure we get to get things paid on other accounts. So just giving you a heads up.
And Saturday turned out really well.
Sorry, say that
Saturday
again.
Saturday turned out well.
Saturday was real well. That was a smooth operation. Yeah, very smooth. And
very
thanks
helpful.
To you and Republic, that worked out really well. So thank you.
Thanks, Bryce.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. We had 18 violations and 13 junk and debris sent out. Also, I got part of the Christmas lights fixed down on Main Street. I've got one more to do. I hope it's a simple fix, so I'm going to try to do that tomorrow. So.
Okay. Thanks, Phil.
John Sprague, City Engineer. Had some productive meetings this week. One was for Second Street with BLA and Jeff Whitaker. We're discussing maintenance of traffic for the Second Street construction. So we have a preliminary concept of how we're going to go for Second Street. So he's getting started on laying that out. had a second in Niblack Railroad coordination meeting with URS. URS does a lot of the project management for CSX. We have to basically create, we have to get a bunch of documentation together and give to URS to present to CSX in order for them to establish an agreement for us to, for them to sign with NDOT so that we can communicate with them. So that's what you have to do to get the ball rolling with railroad coordination. And we got the Forest Hills drainage issue fixed. They had a decent stretch of the road that was starting to get undermined from some undersized ditches and some erosion control. So we brought in some number two stone and got a lot of that taken care of. It should solve the problem for a long time.
Did you work with the street department? Is all that correct?
Yep. Bryce had a crew out there ready to go and got some hot mix put down on the edge of the road and filled the ditch with number two stone. Yeah. Worked out really well.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. Happy to report that Lucas Wallace and Jordan Christie graduated from the police academy Friday, so they are back with us in town, and they will complete their FTO program, which they had a few weeks in before they left for the academy. So we're looking, you know, be after the first of the year, but we're just happy to have them back and get them rolling towards getting out by themselves. Had some fantastic training today, which a couple of you guys were at, and thought it was really good. It's a eye-opening topic on school safety, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. So I enjoyed that today and thought that was really good, and I appreciate leadership Knox County bringing that in us at no charge.
Right.
We did have an accident this morning involving a administrative vehicle and a deer, so we're in the process of getting some quotes on that and getting that taken. What we have?
Thanks, Dustin.
Becker, Fire Department.
I'd like to echo what Dusty had to say about the training today. I was able to attend as well as some of the men on our on shift today, and it was a very worthwhile training. We were up to 2,244 runs for the year, and again, with some training, we were able to we have a drive simulator that was in place out at the law enforcement center that our crews were able to go out there and be put underneath some stressful scenarios, a computerized simulator. Actually, it's basically set up like a cab of a fire truck, and it's a 3D kind of imagery, mm-hmm. and got to put them under some stressful situations and help them train better so maybe mm-hmm. we don't end up with accidents. That's our goal, and very good training, so that's what we're up to.
Okay.
Move
on. Old business. First up is resident only parking sign at 1525 North 3rd.
Mr. Mayor, I'm unless Ms. Burke is here, I will make a motion that we remove that item from the agenda.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. First up is Knox County Development Corporation contract. This is our yearly contract we sign with the KCDC. With our the monthly charge that we pay and our $150,000 a year that we give out of edit.
Are there any changes in the
contract?
The
only change now? Is they've changed that they would like to raise the monthly from $3,000 to $4,000. It should be noted that it has been at $3,000 since 2000.
So it's been at the $3,000 rate for 10 years and
yes.
They're.
Right now they're asking for $1,000.
Okay. From a budget perspective, we can accommodate that.
Yeah, I think this is money well spent whenever we invest in KCDC.
Steve, you have any questions? Or?
No.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the signing of the contract with KCDC at the recommended increase from $3,000 to $4,000 monthly.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is 2014 employee holiday schedule. Carol Hacker.
Hello. You will find in your packets the proposed holiday schedule for city employees. Sticks with the basic government holidays, which includes next year we'll have election year. We didn't have that this year, so it wasn't included for 2013, but this one also then includes the primary election and the general election. And these are the standard government holidays that have been in place for ever and a year.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept the holiday schedule as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next is Salvation Army Bucket Brigade, Major Timothy Wilson.
We saved the best for last.
I sneak out early and you wanted to have me
at the end. That's right.
Major Tim Wilson with the Salvation Army, and I'm sorry I'm not in my uniform, but I was working today. I do have Salvation Army.
You do have it underneath there. That's good. Very nice.
So that's why I got my jacket on. I'm not carrying anything. You know.
Okay, we have a letter in our packet. Basically, it says you're requesting a bucket brigade on November 15th and 16th and December 6th and 7th at 15th and Hart from 10 to 4 each day.
Yes, and we don't stay usually till 4 o'clock. I just kind of weigh that out to see what's happening with the traffic and everything, especially when the schools start letting out on Fridays. I want to get out of the way.
Right.
And you'll get us the certificate of insurance?
Yes. It has been, the request has been sent into our headquarters, and they're supposed to be getting that to me. So we'll be calling them as soon as we find out the determination here at the meeting and make sure that they can get that to us so that we can give it to the gentleman over there.
I mean, this is in addition to ringing bells. I mean, you'll still be doing the bell ringing as
yes.
normal? And
yes, okay. And the bell ringing does start on this Friday also.
This Friday?
At the store,
okay,
yes.
Good. That's
and,
good. Right, that's good.
We have that already lined up with the stores. Great. Except for a couple of them, I can't do it until after Thanksgiving, but
okay.
That's a corporate thing.
Okay. Great. I'll make a motion that we approve the Bucket Brigade at the aforementioned dates as presented by Major Wilson.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We should recognize your better half in the audience as well.
That's so. My wife, Kathy, and she's the one that takes care of everything down there and organizes it and everything. If you heard me on the radio, it. You know that. Call Kathy. Call Major Kathy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Nothing else, so just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.